Before we start the sugya of Recha, which is normally the last sif in Hilchos Basa B'Challav, so I want to share two shailas. One shaila came up this week, and then a similar shaila that came up this morning. Someone asked me two shailas similar, and they both we learned about. And one of them actually was a unique case that you actually created a problem. So someone asked me that they had a fleishiga, it was a milchiga frying pan, and they had a guest who came in from out of town, and they said, hey, make yourself at home, here's the milchiks, whatever, fine. So the person fried eggs in their milchiga frying pan with cheese, geschmack, real good cheese omelet in the milchiga frying pan. And then they went, it was Sunday morning, and they went and put the frying pan into the fleishik sink, straight off the oven, into the fleishik sink. Now, the milchik frying pan was ben yoimoy, and the fleishik sink was ben yoimoy, because it was just used on to wash dishes once a Shabbos with very hot water. So the fleishik sink was ben yoimoy, and the milchik pan was ben yoimoy. And she put the fleishika pan straight into the milchika sink. So if it was completely dry, there would be no problem because ain't bli yoytz and mekli lekli below roitiv. But what if it wasn't completely dry and it was wet? So this would be a case that, according to the Ramah, you would have to kasher both kelim. Very rare scenario, but it would be a case like, according to the Ramah, you need to kasher both kelim. There's no 60 against one or the other; just two kelim with liquid in between. And the Mechaber would say it's not for not, but according to the Ramah, maybe. According to the Ramah, if there's liquid, so for sure you would have to kasher both kalim. And now, because we hold Tatagavar, so really only the top was hot, but the sink was cold. So you would only have to kasher the klipa, so you'd be able to kasher with Irui. So kashering is not the biggest deal. You take a pot of water, boil the pot and pour it on the sink, pour it on the back of the frying pan, and you're fine. It's not the biggest deal to kasher it. But lamaisa, you would have to kasher both. Now, most cases of sink shilohs are not like that, because the case they had today was that a person had a milk cup frying pan that they washed in the fleishik sink. No, and it was opposite. The fleishik sink was ben yoimoy, because it was used to kasher, to wash a lot of dishes. And they washed in there also a milchika pot that was eino ben yoimai. So there, even if there was hot water, but since one of the pots is eino ben yoimai, so chara, everything's mutter, because not why not? I don't think you have to, because the according to the flavor coming from the fleishika pot into the milchika pot is not by not at that point. It's base kalim, so you never have to worry about that. That's the psak of the Taz. The only thing you have to worry about that is if Ben goes into it, it ain't a binyan mamukhi kapat. Yeah, no Ben, yeah.
Okay.
There what?
There's no Ben in the guy cleaned his Shabbos
plates. Yeah, but the likelihood that. Yeah, okay, let's say those are men. I mean, that's the point. No, because well, in the trap there's Ben.
Not
but
the trap. You said
you washed the same. After he washed the fleishik kalim last night. Toich ben meiflais, he washed the milk like a ena ben yama pot in that sink. Not at the same time. No, it's not at the same time. But in the same sink. Anyway, fine. Let's go about ovens. This is what everyone wants to know. Erev Shabbos, I'm running out of time. Can I cook my challahs? Can I bake my challahs at the same time as my chicken? As my chicken? Can I bake my challahs at the same time as my meat? Can I bake my fish at the same time as my potato kugel? Can I bake? No. On Erev Shavuos, you could have, I have my milk and my fleishik because I got to cook. How do I do that? Or last night for supper, we made pizza, and today, this morning, I got to cook my Shabbos food in the same oven. So what's the deal with ovens, okay? So we learned about zeya, which is steam. We're not going to talk about steam right now because steam is a very specific type of foods. Not all foods have steam. And also steam is l'chara only shayich when steam is a different type of iser. And we're talking about something else right now. This is the end of Siman Tzadi Zayin. And this is called the sugya of Recha Milsa. Recha means does the smell of the food have be'en? Is that considered a way of delivering tam? Zeya is the steam. I'll tell you the case of the Gemara. The case of the Gemara is you have an oven, and you have a fire and a spit going, and you have this guy's roasting his kosher meat and this guy's roasting his chazer next to each other. So there's no steam. When you roast something, there's no steam, but there's smell. There's the reyach, right? You walk in the street, you smell the barbecue, right? The reyach. So the reyach does the reyach of this one is going into that one. What?
If you're looking on the bottom of the chicken, you see the steam coming up, or it's not.
Yeah, but everything produces some steam. And
yeah,
this is moisture.
The
moisture is evaporated.
Steam only goes straight up. The reach goes all over. Okay, so if you have something next to each other, you would not asa with Zaya. To asa with Zaya, you have to be concerned that maybe it goes up to the top of the oven, bounce down. Yeah, but the reach spreads and fills up the whole oven. Okay, so reach, doesn't have to be one on top of the other. What's the deal with recha? So, just scientifically, so they've developed lately scales. What? Steam or reach? Okay, so we'll get to that. So, they've even developed reach is be'etzem. What reach really is that it's particles of the food that are very, very minute, but they spread all over, and it's the actual particles of the food that. They've developed lately scales that are sensitive enough to weigh smell. Because you can actually weigh the reach because there's a metzias there that you could capture. So there's a metzias there. So that smell that goes from one to the other. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara between Rav and Levi. And that machlokes is recha milsahi or recha lav milsahi. Do we consider reach to be part of the previous food or not? So the Gemara even has a case. What about Reach? Can you go ahead and smell the Surya Ana? You're walking past the bakery on Pesach. So can you smell the Reach of the, is that called getting Ana from the Chametz? Okay. Lamaisa, we paskin l'halacha. It's very complicated. It's a very long Beis Yosef, and it's a lot of sugyas in the Gemara. At the end of the day, we paskin that l'chatchila you should be concerned for Recha. L'chatchila recha milsa, but b'di'eved recha lav milsa. So memela, if let's say you want to roast something at the same time as you know, if there's a case of reach, you should l'chatchila be concerned that recha milsa, but b'di'eved it won't be a problem. Okay, so let's talk about some of the cases. First, let's talk about the case of the Shulchan Aruch itself. Tzadi Zayin Gimel. Hasha fa imatzli, v'dogim should slaw on betanur. Okay, so pasha fa you roasted in an oven bread with meat or fish with meat. Also la'olchav b'chalav. So we're going to say you should not eat that bread with milk. There's sometimes that even lechatchila you don't have to be choshesh for reyach when it's a big oven. What's a big oven? It holds 12 esroinim. What's an isaroin? 12, the shach says it means 12 shiurei chala. That's a lot of chala. Right? How many chalas, quote unquote, chalas is a shiur chala? I mean, it's five, whatever it is. Pounds of flour, it's a lot, right? So you're talking 12 shear challahs. So most ovens don't are not necessarily that. Right.
Are you talking about the size of that bread maker makes these days?
The bread maker makes not even one shear challah.
Sorry?
A bread maker doesn't even make one shear challah. We're talking about 12 shear challahs. It's a lot bigger. So right, right, right. So even volume is tight, but okay. Now, so what's he saying over here? He's saying that if you baked bread in an oven at the same time as open reyach, as open meat, that bread becomes fleishik. And Mamela, you should not eat that bread with milchiks. He doesn't say you're not allowed to eat it at all. It's probably based on what we spoke at last time, because it's only b'dievet. So b'dievet, you don't have to throw it away. So fine. L'chatchil, you probably shouldn't do it. But l'maisa, you did it. So you baked your challah. You baked your challah with your open meat. So now the halacha is... the halacha is, can you eat that? What's the status of that challah? So we're going to say that that challah is fleishik now. Ah, b'dievid, we hold rechalav milsa. Zog to poiskim. This is not called b'dievid right now. It's l'chatchila still, because you could eat the bread with the milk, with the meat. So why bother eating with the milk? So memela, it's l'chatchila still, and you could eat it with the meat. That means l'chatchila, you probably shouldn't bake it. That's this way, based on what we learned last time. Now, if you're running out of time on Shabbos, and it's probably pas katan, it's the challah you need for Shabbos. So l'chor, you would be allowed to bake the meat and the challah at the same time, but you would not be allowed to eat that challah with milchiks. Okay, because the reyach of the... Now, it's not a zeah issue, because it could be not a zeah issue for a few reasons. Let's say you're broiling the meat. The meat doesn't have zeah. Let's say it's a dry meat. It doesn't have zeah in that way. Okay, and bechlal, let's say one's not on top of the other. So zeah to go up and travel is a big chiddush. So it's only a sugya of reicha. So you have meat and challah cooking at the same time. The challah now becomes fleishik, because l'chatchila you shouldn't be soymech. You have to be choshesh for recha milsi. Okay? Hela de gazach comes out. You have this bread that you cooked with meat, right? And you want to make grilled cheese out of it. You have two choices. So you ask the Rav. So I have a bread that I cooked with a kosher piece of meat. So the Rav says, you can't make grilled cheese out of it. Sorry. But I have a piece of bread that I cooked with a treif piece of meat. Oh, yeah, you can make grilled cheese with that. Right? Because the one that you cooked with the treif piece of meat is b'dievet. You have to throw it out. You don't have to throw it out because rei chalav milsayi. So you have no choice. You're allowed to make the grilled cheese with it. But the bread that you made with the kosher piece of meat, right? Oh, eat it with me. Or you have to eat it with the grilled cheese for. Right, so reich alav. So, but the oven, if it was in a treif oven, the reich wouldn't be a problem. Now, you'll tell me, okay. Now, this is a big. We're talking about a regular oven that you cook in. Okay. Now, let's just get. So, in other words, what we're saying is, if taka, you found treif food in your oven cooking chas or shalom at the same time as, you know, other food, it would be okay. Technically, you'd be allowed to eat it because reich alav milsa be the oven. Now. Oh, just to cover, just say Shmaka Ha'ara. What's the other din here? It says Pasha Fayim Atzli V'Dogim Shetzla'an B'Tanra'im Abasar. You cooked, now you have fish. Fish and meat cooking at the same time. Rabbi, it's an hour before Shabbos. I need to make my gefilte fish and my chicken for Shabbos. I have to make them at the same time. I have no time. So, okay. Let's slow down. So now, first of all, if you can make one of them covered, we assume there's no reicha doesn't come out when it's covered. So there'll be no problem. And what happens if I can't make it covered? So he's saying over here that the problem is you cannot eat that fish with cheese. He doesn't say you can't eat the fish. He says you can't eat the meat, the fish with cheese. But it sounds like you could eat the fish. So it sounds like he's saying it's not a problem because the reich b'dievet doesn't ask for the fish. You're allowed to eat the fish. Now you'll tell me, Only the Reicha doesn't eat. Why not? So the Shach says here that the Primogodin brings down that Mavur Lechatchila Ein Litzus Basim Dagim. You shouldn't do it Lechatchila, but B'dievet, if you did it, then it won't answer it. Now, the Shach in your in Siman Kuf Tazayin answers it even B'dievet. Okay? Now, the Primogodin asks Akasha. He says, what about Chametz on Pesach in an oven with meat? Let's say you cooked a challah with meat on Pesach. So, right? David, what do you hold? Yeah. Because Reich Alav Milsa, so the blias of the chametz go into the meat.
Same before Pesach?
On Pesach. Sounds like a problem, but I Reich Alav Milsa, he b'dieved. Teretz is, no, it's Lav Milsa because it's not enough to ask, but it's for sure a mashu. And since mashu who asks on Pesach, Zakta Prima God, and Mavad is going to be also, because that's at least a mashu. It is something, it's just not Milsa enough to say that it asks. It doesn't have a sheer tam, but it's a mashu, and Mimila on Pesach should be also. So, frekt there, that L'chaira, this should be told in the Shaila, by Chamira Sakanta Mi Yisura, do you use Bitl B'shisha? Right, the problem with basar and meat and fish is sakana, it's not isur. The concept of bittul b'shishim is in isurim. So who says that you could use the concept of bittul b'shishim to prevent a sakana? I don't know what the ratio is for meat and fish. Who said the ratio of shishim? That's a ratio of isur and heter. It's not a ratio of sakana. The sakana is to eat fish with meat. Go figure out. Go ask the scientists of the Babylonian. I don't know. Huh?
Everybody's agreeing that reicha la less than.
No, that was a different love. That's because Blias Kalim. Blias Kalim doesn't create sakana.
No, but
by Blias Kalim. Because Blias Kalim is a different type of Blia. So even if it's not Naparna, even Tam Rishon said, let's say Bishas Bishal, there's no Naparna Bishas Bishal, but it's still Mutter because Blias Kalim doesn't create a sakana. But this is from the thing itself. This is not Kalim. This is the Reach of the food itself. It is. It's called Reach. Reach came from the food itself.
If
no,
the
Reich
is the
Nap
or not.
No. It's not a Nap or not. That was a Metzias Dick issue that Blias Kalim doesn't create Sakana. There's not Blias Kalim. This is a Blia of the food itself. It's just very minute.
There's no food, no, no, the end one here. Just the Reich. Maybe the Reich is the same thing.
If Reich of Milsa, it's because there's a tiny particle of challah.
It's not because it came through. It's not. It didn't go through a Kli. It doesn't have the Heter Blias Kalim. So, my says like this, Chassam Sofer says, Gevaldik Shtickle. Chassam Sofer in Tshuva says, Taka asks this kasha, why do we use Bittul B'shishim? Can you use Bittul B'shishim on fish and meat? She says, you could. She says, what Shaychist? The sakana that's created from fish and meat, who says, goes away with Shishim? So he says, look, a lot of people ask a question that, hey, nowadays, fish and meat, there's no sakana. Fish and meat, there's no sakana. He says, you know, I heard from Nissen Kaplan one time, so he says, someone asked him, fish and meat, there's no sakana. I'm about, you know, this person's like, he says, you know, look at all the guy, you know, look out there in the veld. Everyone eats fish and meat together. No sakana. So Nissen Kaplan says, he says, you know, a horse can eat like an elephant can eat 7 tons of hay a day. You try to eat some hay, you're gonna get a sakana pretty quickly, right? So he says, the goof of a yid, you're gonna parent to a goof of a guy. The Gemara says, no shaykhis, paskas wa masam, loy paskas wa masam. That you can't compare what's a sakana for a yid to what's a sakana for a guy. So, what? And you're gonna ask that. So, and then the other answer is that the Samarov one time said, she says, so he says, how do you know the taka is so healthy? Maybe they would have lived an extra 5 years if they didn't. Yeah. What?
Free restaurants actually have a surf and turf.
But?
Free restaurants advertise you have a surf and turf. As a special meal.
Yeah. I'm saying, but Lamaisa could be that the answer is based on the Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer says that could be Nishtanu Ativim. It's not a sakana today. Today it's also because Chazal asked it already. So it's also min d'rabbanan, he didn't sakana. So he says, memela, you're right. In the time of Chazal, you couldn't rely on betul b'shisha because there's real sakana. Today it's only also, it's also because of, there's no sakana. But it's also min d'rabbanan. So asa esu d'rabbanan, you can use shisha. That's what Chasam Sofer says. So he says, you can use shisha because it's maybe not a real sakana to this. Anyway, kapanim, that if that would be true, then it could be that you could use the betul b'shisha. So if you cook the gefilte fish and the chicken at the same time, then you'll be allowed to eat them. You wouldn't be allowed to eat the fish with cheese, but you'd be allowed to eat the fish stamazoi. It wouldn't be an isser of fish and meat together. You'd be allowed to eat it stamazoi, but b'diavad, that's a mefurash in Shulchan Aruch. You can't argue on that. That's a mefurash in Shulchan Aruch. L'chatchila, the prima godam is medayik in the Ramah. You should not do it l'chatchila. So if you have a choice, you should time your, you know, you should time your Erev Shabbos such that you should be able to cook your fish separately than from your meat. But you don't have to kasher anything in between, obviously, or anything like that. But you should, you know, not l'chatchila, either cover it or not cook them at the same time.
So l'chatchila is when you're actually making them together? Or
yeah.
How's already made for Shabbos? Sunday morning, you want to use it with cream cheese. You're like, I just realized I'm selling it to me. Now it's still l'chatchila because I can always not do it.
Correct. That's already that because you still have a choice. You don't. We're not telling you. Oh, we're not paskining for you. Throw out the challah. You have a deli sandwich. What do you have to have cream cheese for?
So that's
that's called l'chatchila, right? Correct. You have a choice l'chatchila to eat the bread with meat. So you're choosing. That's not the psak halacha is not telling you to throw it out. So memela. That's why that's the halacha. So. In both of these cases, it's so for sure in the fish, you should not l'chatchila, you should be l'chatchila choshesh for reicha. Okay? And same thing, let's say you're making bread to serve at a milchik meal, also l'chatchila, you should not put it in the oven at the same time. And not even l'chatchila, that taka would be a problem to put at the same time as the meat. Okay?
What if you already put your cream cheese on your challah that was made in the oven? Do we go so far to say that it's like bidya then labrecha meal, so you can eat the
Stava. I mean,
that
could be the oven. Maybe you could peel off, but let's say you grilled it. Let's say you made a grilled cheese sandwich. It's inseparable, once the choice becomes to throw it out, then it's like Simon Kufches. So this is all in Simon Tzadi Zion, which is Basa B'chalof. You have to wait 6 hours after Reicha. No. Okay, so now.
Sakha's always yes say and no say. I never heard anything about Rishon
Lezion. Because you already asked the Shaila.
Most of the situations, it wasn't a question of throw it out or not. It was, can I do it? They didn't also say, whatever it is.
Because Reicha only applies at the same time. I mean, the whole Shaila of Reicha is both in the oven at the same time. Once it's zeh achar zeh, reicha is out of the picture. The only shayla is zeh now. In other words, let's explain. When you have, there's two ways to set up an oven shayla, okay? One is, everything we've been talking today is reicha, is at the same time. Because the reich fills up the oven and it goes from one to the other. But zeh achar zeh, reicha does not apply anymore because the reicha is so minute that if it goes to the kli, we're not worried about it. And and how's it going to come out of the kli anyway? And it's bottle. The reicha is not a problem. But zeh achar zeh.
I mean, you cook a roast in the oven for 3 hours and you take it out, and the minute you put challah in to bake, the oven smells like roast.
No, but that reicha only is considered once you open the oven, it all dissipates. So Reicha Milsa is only a chash at the same time. Now comes a different shayla. You want to know, I cooked this juicy I roast with 4 inches of water and it filled up the whole thing. And I'm going to go put in a very liquidy milchic dish, whatever that may be. So here the problem is like this. The Zeya is a real thing. It's like you spilled water on the side of the oven. So the Zeya goes into the top of the oven. No, it stays there. Now you put in another Zeya. That Zeya now is going to steam up the oven and you're going to be able to pull out flavor from the top of the oven and bring it back down to the food. So Zeya could be a problem with Zeya Chazeya. Reach is only a problem with Vasachas. So that's a cool in Reach. But the Chumra in Reach is that even dry foods have it. whereas Zeya only liquidy foods have. So they both have a chulmer and a kula.
Did you once say that Rashi had a picture where he didn't like the gift covering one of them
because it may not cover? Yes, so let's get to that. Okay, so this is the Shulchan Aruch and the Psak and the Beis Yosef. I'm not doing it justice because it's about four columns in the Beis Yosef, and I'm basically saying that what the Beis Yosef said is l'chatchila reicha milsa, but b'dievin reicha lav milsa. Saying it's not really doing the Beis Yosef justice, but that's basically what he says. Okay, let's get to some halacha l'maisa cases. Okay, the cases that we discussed are, you're cooking challah. Should you put it in the oven? It's always better to not, but I have no choice. You're allowed to, and the challah will be fleishiks, and you should not serve the challah with milk. And okay, fish and meat, you should not put them together. If you did, you could eat the fish, no problem. Obviously, don't eat it with milk, but you could eat the fish. It's not considered fleishik of fish or whatever. Fine. Treif, technically, is the same thing. You have a big oven. Someone's cooking treif, and you cannot put your food in there. But the evidence, if you did, you're allowed to eat it. Okay, now, they'll tell me, so what's the whole deal with airplane food? So what's the big deal? So I have my airplane food. Let's say it didn't come in wrapped or anything. Who cares? The answer is like this, that everything we're talking about is in our ovens that are big. Once you're in a microwave oven or a convection oven, things that are small, and the reach there is much more potent and much more olim strong, there, the merumah paskins and kufches, they have to be choshes for the reach, even b'dieved, unless they have some merumah. Okay?
They said convection oven. My oven is a convection oven. They have that fan that blows it. Where, what oven do you
talk about? I'm talking about like a microwave type oven on top. Like,
it's a bigger, big-sized oven. It just has a fancy fan.
No. I'm talking about the ones that are like on top of your stove, like just like the small microwave type.
It's a microwave.
Fine. Yeah, it's a microwave slash convection. Now, or a warmer. For example, a warmer. It's a warmer, basically. What? I know. So those warmers, okay, they get hot. And those are tiny little things, boxes. There's nowhere to go, and it's very small. There's no vent. What? It's heat, whatever it is. Whatever it is. So there, if a person will get an airline food, you have Zaya problem. You may even have a Recha problem. Because in a small oven, there are more paskins and simon kufches. There are more paskins and simon kufches that v'nogu l'hachmer l'chatchil afil b'taner gadol u'b'dieved l'hakel afil b'taner katan. But yesh oimer de'ein matirin reich afil b'dieved elim kenatana p'suach tzas min atzad. Oilamala has to have some ventilation. U'makum hefzid, and the shach says hefzid meruba ein l'hachmer b'dieved afil sasum l'gamri. So that means if you have a small oven that has no ventilation at all, it's a tiny little warmer, or it's a microwave oven, something like that, and at that time you put kosher food and not kosher food in at the same time, that could be a serious problem of Recha and Zeya. Okay, and then you tell me, well, the Zeya is not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Because my food was on the bottom shelf. So if the kosher food was on the bottom shelf, then the steam of all the tray food was on the top. It didn't touch my food. The teretz is, it would still be a problem of Recha, because the whole thing is full of Reach. So the double wrapped. As I'm saying, you need that double wrapping, because if you don't, that double wrapping prevents the Recha from getting in.
And the single wrapping doesn't?
The single wrapping or machma, because first of all, you need double wrapping for other reasons also. You need it for two chesomis, maybe, whatever. You need the seal, but you also need it for this heter warming up, because the remosh that gets to yourish. Let's forget the airplane for a minute, okay? Some people do this also in like popular places where you go on a vacation somewhere and you order a kosher food from Disney or whatever from some place. So the restaurant will have for you an airline type meal that they'll warm up with there in the same ovens as the regular ovens. Again, what they're trying to avoid with that wrapping is the Recha and Zeya issues. Okay, now, why the double wrap? So here's where you get what you had. What happens in my own house? I have a milchik and a fleishik dish. I gotta cook. It's Erev Shavuos. I gotta cook both things at the same time. I don't have time. So, technically speaking, if you cover one, then once you cover one of them, there's no reach and there's no zeah. Okay? So technically speaking, you could cook a roast and a lasagna in the oven at the same time, as long as the... Right, now you have to be worried that there's no overflow. Once there's overflow, and let's say the overflow would touch the rack, and then it would be bolea into the next rack and come out, that would be a major problem. So you should probably not put them, you know, on the same rack.
Put one of them on a thing.
Right. And you shouldn't put necessarily one directly on top of the other. Now, says Rav Moshe, but you're relying on one cover, one little dinky piece of tinfoil. If that tinfoil opens, then you've just strafed up a lot of stuff. For sure, your food, maybe. No. Tinfoil doesn't open by itself. Yeah, tinfoil doesn't open by itself, but your curious husband may open it up, right? So you're sitting here, you have your whole plan worked out. Machman Toyamel over here. So you have to, you know, want to taste a little bit of what's going on. You go in there, you open up the thing, and all of a sudden, bam, you open up the milk dish while the ore could overflow. It's obviously not a good idea at all to do this. But technically speaking, so there, to avoid that type of issue, you double cover is much better. Okay, and a double covering would also include the bottom. So in other words, you have a foil pan of lasagna. So you put one layer of tin of foil, you cover it. Then you put the whole thing in another pan, 9x13 or something, and you cover that again. So now you have double layer on top and bottom. So that's pretty well sealed. You could probably rely on that. And Mimela, that's what you're relying on airline food. That's no reach, no, right? So in your own oven, technically you could rely on that also. You know, not the best idea, but technically you could rely on that also, that there would be no, and that's where the double covering comes in for Mamisha. It doesn't like the one cover because you're bound to get an issue. So yeah, but still, the zeal goes up, so what? The zeal goes up, straight up, and gets burnt, nibble onto the top of the oven. But my thing is covered, so it's not going to bring it back down. Yeah, but it's going to drip back down there, not here. It's only going to drip down here if I have zeah that's pulling out the flavor from the oven. But if it's covered, there's nothing pulling it out. So that's technically the cases. So I think the most common, I think these are all like, you know, shilas that come up, but I think the most common shilas is a person has one oven. They use it for fleishik. It's a fleishik oven. Now they want to cook a milk dish. So what should they do? So what happens? I have to cook a pizza in my oven. Can I just put it in straight up? She says, Al-Tzrecha, there's really no issue. Because Zachar Zeh, there's no Recha. The only question is there, is there Zeya on these things? So if you're Chashish for the Zeya, you would be Chashish, and maybe the Zeya went up, brought it back down. So I don't know if you have to, it depends on the food and the specific scenario, if there will be zeah or not. Lamaisa, the best hanhaga is that when you're using a fleishik oven for milchiks or vice versa, you should always cover the einoi minoi. So if it's a fleishik oven, you should cover the milchiks. If it's a milchik oven, you should cover the fleishiks. That's always going to be the safest route. Pointing out one thing, a shayla that comes up, is what happens if you have, very often, you have challah that you have to burn. You took off challah. You have to burn that challah. And sometimes you burn the challah while you're baking the rest of the bread. So the challah that you're burning, does it give off reicha? It definitely doesn't have zeah, but does it give off reach? So there's a mefurash taz in Siman Kuf Ches. The taz says in Sifkat an Aleph that there is no reach by bread. The reicha, right? The reicha lav milsahi by bread. And Mamela, not everyone agrees to that. But that would be another kula. Right, raw bread is one of those things that has a reach. I guess, I don't know why the Taz is saying that. I don't understand. Over past kaswa poiskim b'shem Rabbi Natan, she'ein shayich by reach klal. Shemachi ein oiser pas chometz b'pesach shenefei matzah. It's unbelievable. So he's not worried about the reach of bread. So the challah in the oven would not create a kashrus issue if it, you know, opened up or whatever.
You just said it doesn't aser matzah at the same time as bread in the oven.
Is that talking about before Pesach?
Okay, but still.
Yeah, it sounds pretty radical.
Still.
What? no, but it right. If it depends. If you have meat cooking with chametz at the same time, it could be that would be, you know. But
so why do we bother covering over the challah when you take the challah and you burn it in the oven? Why do we bother covering it over?
Well, there's another thing, you don't want to put it on the oven because then it's not reach, then it's just bad. Right, so
the only problem
would be reach, right. So here's a suffix prima gadim like this. I wasn't going to get into it. But the prima gadim in Shemishpat Zav, Kuf Ches Aleph, basically has a suffix like this. There's the sugya of, in Pesachim talks about, what if you cook a fatty thing at the same time as you bake a non-fatty thing? So does the fatty thing give koyach now for the non-fatty thing to have stronger reyach? So he's a suffix. If you cooked a roast at the same time as the challah, maybe that would now empower the challah to have more reach. Something like that. So there is a chashash, there's a musubah. But the minig of the oilam is definitely to cover it all the around. But if it does open up, let's say, then you know, people call about that. You know, once in a while, that the challah opens up or whatever. So that would, according to this, wouldn't be a problem.
Isn't it better to just double wrap it and throw in the garbage and don't even get into this burning problems with it? Like, is there anything wrong with that? You have to burn it?
I think the minute is to, you don't want to just dispose of it. Okay, so Maisa, I think this is it. We wrapped up Asma Khalaf. Baruch Hashem. Yeah. So now the only question is,